This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Boy, July is disappearing in a hurry.
It sure is.
And it's been hot.
Hot and steamy.
Every day. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's made me think about a lot of things lately with the heat and mm-hmm. humidity. One of the things that's been on my mind the most, ice cream.
I thought you were going to say like a rain dance maybe or something.
No, well, that doesn't work. I've tried that. I just look foolish out in the front yard doing that. Have you been testing any ice creams lately?
A little bit. I've been having a little bit of gelato. Mm-hmm. Had my fair share of that. But other than that, I haven't really had too many other ice creams. One of my favorite ice creams, though, is this red velvet cake. An ice cream. It's so delicious.
And that's an ice cream flavor?
Yeah, it's actually going to have chunks of like red velvet cake in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you get that here in town?
Yeah. It's at the store. It's Blue Bunny.
Well, I'll be.
Yeah.
Well, I may have to look that up.
That actually sounds
pretty good.
I think there's like a birthday cake one too. I haven't tried that yet though.
Huh. You know, it seems like when we were young, the amount of flavors of ice cream were fairly limited to things like vanilla, chocolate, strawberry.
Strawberry, yeah.
And if you really got crazy and you could really talk quick, maybe you could talk mom into some sherbet.
Mm, I was thinking chocolate chip. Remember that was one of my
Maybe a little sherbet. You know, you get a little bit of that kind of stuff. Oh, boy, that was kind of a treat, though.
Oh, really?
Know? Oh, boy, that was something. I mean, there were other flavors, but it wasn't as widespread as it is now.
There's tons out there.
Now you go to the ice cream aisle, and it's almost like walking down the candy aisle.
It is. Some of them have like Girl Scout cookie kinds even, and there's Snickers and Oreos and...
Cross-branding.
Yeah.
They're cross-branding.
Genius work.
Yeah, in a lot of cases. Gee, what could Skittles do to maybe increase their market share? Stuff them into ice cream. Yeah. That's what we could do.
It might be a little hard, but...
They do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can find almost any candy in ice cream anymore if you look hard enough.
Yeah.
Now, maybe not necessarily in every town. You might not find it in every store, but... Oh, yeah. You can find plenty of ice cream with candy and cookies and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff in it. It's pretty amazing. You know, the different types, the fancier flavors, you know, you're starting to see. It used to be you could go out and find some premium ice cream brands. They mm-hmm. were more expensive.
Right.
And they really didn't carry a whole lot of vanilla. You could get some fancy vanilla kinds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's the thing about, you know, about that. But the mainstream ice creams that were, you know, relatively inexpensive... Well, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. That's pretty well.
Right, yeah.
Now you see so many different kinds and combinations and stuff. Even take the candy out of it.
Yeah.
I was telling you the other day, one of the ones that I noticed here lately, and I tried a half gallon of it, was raspberry white chocolate.
That sounds good.
Raspberry swirled in through it.
Yeah.
And it's basically a vanilla ice cream, but it's got chunks of white chocolate in it.
Ooh.
And it is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty good. You know, if you get tired of the same old, and want to try something a little bit different, but it would be interesting to ask some of the area grocery stores if ice cream sales have gone up here lately.
Oh, I'm sure. And popsicles. Do you have a specific brand that you always choose from?
You know, not necessarily. Look around a little bit. I have some of my favorite ice creams, but sometimes the favorites come in different brands. I might like Toasted Almond Fudge in this brand, mm-hmm. and I might like Moose Tracks in this brand, or, you know, different types of things.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends. The same way. Kind of depends on what you're into. And sometimes what we do is we'll just kind of take it easy, just grab ice cream sandwiches, because then you don't have to bother with a scoop and a spoon and a bowl and all that other stuff. You just grab one. Tear the wrapper off and go crazy.
Yeah, I like the Snickers ice cream bars. Those are probably my favorite for like the ice cream bar.
Again.
It's with the candy.
The candy aisle.
Go figure.
The candy aisle gets to the ice cream section. See, it's just amazing how that works. But yeah, I've just kind of wondered here lately with as warm and humid as things have been, if that's where people are kind of going for a little bit of refreshment.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, now some people eat ice cream. I have a younger brother who eats ice cream every single night.
Oh, I have to really crave it.
It doesn't matter if it's the dead of winter, or I guess the dead of summer, like it is right now out there. It seems like everything's
probably
dying.
Going through more.
But yeah, it doesn't matter what time of the year he eats. And he works late. He owns a small restaurant. He works long hours. He gets off at like 9 o'clock or so. He's home between 9:30 every night. And that's what he does as soon as he comes home. He spends his time, and it's kind of his daddy time too.
Mm-hmm.
He's got. Twin son and daughter who are going to be 9 here, well, this next week. And so they, you know, that's their kind of their daddy time. They don't, you know, he's working a lot. So they come and play with him, and that's part of it. He eats his ice cream then.
Yeah.
But he, big bowl of ice cream with whipped cream and.
Oh, everything. He goes all out then. It's not just two scoops here.
And caramel syrups and nuts and all kinds. Oh, yeah. No, no. It's like, almost like dinner.
Wow.
But every single night, never misses.
Really?
No, absolutely never misses. In fact, I'm probably telling stories I shouldn't be telling, but the doctor told him that, I can't remember what the issue is, but it's nothing serious, but the doctor told him that, you know, there's certain things he shouldn't eat, and Jeff said, well, I hope ice cream isn't one of them. He said, well, yeah, actually it is one of the things you probably ought to cut back on, and he just point blank looked at the doctor and said, I've eaten ice cream every day of my life, literally every day of my life as long as I can remember. That ain't changing.
It's the one thing I have. You're not taking it away from me.
It's going to kill me. It's going to be something I like, yeah. I guess. But yeah, but some people just, you know, love ice cream. They'll eat it any time of the year. But for the most of us, you know, I like ice cream. You like ice cream.
I like it.
But I don't eat a lot of it in the wintertime.
No, I don't think at all.
Just don't have much of a taste for
it. No.
So that's why I'm kind of wondering this time of the year if they're seeing. I mean, I'm sure they usually do anyway.
Right.
The ice cream sales got to be better this time of the year than they are in the winter. But are they better than a normal summer just because it's been so hot
and
whatever,
dry? Yeah.
And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, getting off the ice cream track and into the weather track. We hate to belabor a difficult point, but yeah, it's not getting any cooler here.
It's not.
I heard high temperatures coming up in the next few days, you know, 100, 102, 103.
Wow.
It's starting to get warmer and warmer, and I'm starting to get used to it, I hate to say.
I just stay indoors, so I guess it's not really affecting me too much. I keep myself in the air conditioning, so.
I noticed Friday, we were in Greenfield in the middle of the afternoon to do some fair broadcasts. And when we're indoors when we do the fair broadcasts in the 4-H FFA Center. But afterward, of course, we're out in the parking lot, and I was standing out there loading up equipment stuff. And we just were hanging around there talking a little bit as we're getting ready to leave. And I just said something about, you know, I don't think it's that bad out here. It really honestly feels like it's probably only about 85 or so. Now, I'm guessing it was probably 10 degrees warmer than that.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just getting used to it because it just didn't seem all that bad. Now, I wasn't working on a road construction
crew. Yeah, I was going to say, you're just kind of standing there.
Or like your husband working on a building somewhere.
Right.
You know, I mean, those folks would probably disagree with me.
Yeah.
But, you know, they probably get a certain tolerance built up to it as well. You know, we adapt to pretty much anything.
Oh, yeah.
But for a lot of us that work indoors, we get used to the air conditioning.
We get a little spoiled, yeah.
It can be particularly difficult. But it is naturally difficult on those who are very young and very old, so, and those who aren't in perfect health. So, you know, if you know those kind of folks, and we all do, make sure you check on them once in a while.
Yeah.
Make sure they're doing okay in some of these conditions, too, because it's not the easiest thing to have to work through.
No.
There are still things, no matter how old or how young we are, how independent we might be, we always think we're more independent than we are,
yeah,
and that we can do more things than maybe we're able to. So, and we're stubborn, so we like to, you know, prove everybody wrong. So make sure you're checking on those folks who maybe should be watching it a little bit more during this heat spell. And maybe, just maybe, the next time we talk here next weekend, we'll have some water to talk about.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that
nice
be
nice change
great?
Of pace?
It's been a while.
It has.
Well, if you want to go outside, and there are plenty of reasons to, we can give you some. Now, you know, this weekend still going on, we've got county fairs going on in places like Avoca and Greenfield, Red Oak. The Montgomery County Fair just finished up here recently, or just finishing up. There are plenty of other county fairs. Cass and Audubon counties will be getting fired up here this next week. So lots of things to do, and there's plenty more than just county fairs here in the area, too.
Yeah.
There are a lot of events all stacked up here in the very near future, the next few weeks. So you want to give it a quick start and tell them about some of them?
You bet. Well, coming up on Monday, the First Baptist Church in Brighton, their Vacation Bible School starts. That's from the 23rd through the 27th of July. And that runs from 9:30 to 3. There's no fee. You just need to bring a sack lunch each day. They'll have games and crafts, music, and learning about God. You can call 549-2303 to pre-register. Or if you have any questions, that's the First Baptist Church in Brighton, their Vacation Bible School. And that starts on July 23rd through the 27th from 9:30 to 3. The Iowa Master Gardener Summer Webinar, that's on July 24th, that's on Tuesday. It's from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It is free to all local residents with an interest in gardening. The Cass County Extension Office, it's the local host site, so you can go there and watch it. It'll be projected onto a large screen. They'll have opportunity to ask questions and discuss the topic with the presenter. They'll be on People's Garden Project and working with youth from 6:30 to 7:30, and then Edible Ornamentals from 7:30 to 8:30. If you'd like more information on that, you can call the Cass County Extension Office at 243-1132. Special Olympics will be held in Atlantic on July 27th. That's from 9 to 2 in the high school in the multi-purpose room and also at the track. It's for the Southwest Area Softball Skills. Events will include hitting and base running, fielding and catching. There will also be some games for the kids. They'll have walking tacos and hot dogs available for purchase. If you'd like to volunteer, you can contact Kathy Blasek at 249-0511, and the public is invited to come and watch that. Special Olympics in Atlantic on July 27th from 9 to 2. The Carson's first annual Mud Run. That's coming up on July 28th. It's at the New City Park in Carson. Registration is from 9 to 10 a.m. and Muddy Buddy Trot, which is for kids 6 and younger. That starts at 10. The Mud Run starts at 10:30. Forms are available at the Carson City Hall, Rolling Hills Bank in Carson, and the Carson Post Office Lobby. A registration form and fee must be received in Carson City Hall by 4 p.m. on July 24th to receive an event t-shirt. After that, you just unfortunately won't get the t-shirt. You can also contact the City Hall at carsonclerk at futuretk.com if you'd like a registration form. What you'll do is you'll run through a unique mud obstacle course and pit about a mile long. Even little ones as young as 6 and under will be able to take part in the Little Muddy Buddy Trot. This is a fundraiser for the Carson Trail Project. Again, that's Carson's first annual mud run on July 28th, and that's at the New City Park in Carson. St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Parish Picnic in Portsmouth will be held on July 28th and 29th. They have lots of events going on. A few of them on Saturday the 28th at 1 is the annual pitch tournament. There's a sand volleyball tournament that's at 2:30. Let's see here. There's a beanbag toss tournament at 3, and then at 4 they have Mass. 5:30, the north of the beer garden is the garden tractor pull. At 5:30 is the dauber bingo. You just need to bring your own daubers. And from 6 to 8:30 is Roly Poly the Clown. He'll have some balloon animals. From 9 to 1 a.m. is the beer garden and free dance, and music is provided by Ridge Runners, featuring older country and rock. And also throughout the day, there's food, novelty, and paddle stands, a mini midway with fishing, darts, tic-tac-toe, ring toss, softball toss, and face painting. Plus, they'll have a kiddie train ride, inflatables, giant slide, bounce house, obstacle course, and joust. Then on Saturday at 1, let's see here, the Portsmouth Ball Diamond. From 4 to 7 is Staley's Chicken Dinner with all the trimmings. That's $10 for adults and $5 for children 10 and under. Dauber Bingo again at 5:30, and from 6:30 to 8:30 again is Roly Poly the Clown with the balloon animals. 6:30 is the Beer Garden and the Miscellaneous Auction. Also during the auction is a drawing for $10,000 and other cash prizes and quilt drawing. Tickets are available at the rectory. If you'd like a ticket, you can call 743-2625, and they're $50 a ticket. Walnut's annual Fun Fest. It's on August 3rd through the 4th. A special high school versus alumni slow pitch softball game will kick off the weekend. That's on Friday, August 3rd, beginning at 7 p.m. The Walnut Youth Board will serve free ice cream during the game, which will be funded by the Promise Partners Foundation. Then on Saturday, Fireman's Park will host vendors, kids games, family activities, and bounce houses. That's from 11 to 3. The co-ed softball, slow pitch softball tournament is open to all adults, and that begins that morning and will continue actually into Sunday, depending on the number of teams. There's the annual parade begins at 4:30 on Saturday, beginning at the park and heading south down Main Street. And then immediately after the parade is the Fireman's Dinner. That's at the Legion Hall. If you'd like to volunteer to help set up some kids' games and run them, you can call 712-304-0468. That's Walnut's annual Fun Fest on the weekend of August 3rd through 5th. Griswold's Old Time Corn Boil, that's on August 4th. That's from 4:30 to 8 in the City Park. Still kind of looking for some nonprofit organizations. If you want to set up a booth, you can call Brian Leeming at 402-618-9913. There's a registration for the Operation T-Bone Fun Run Walk 5K and 10K in Audubon. That's sponsored by the Friendship Poem Foundation. That's on August 4th at 8 a.m. in conjunction with the T-Bone Celebration. Also on August 4th is Anita Wheeltown Parade. It's on August 4th at 10:30 a.m. It starts at the Cam High School. The parade theme this year is All Trails Lead Home. You can register at 9 in the high school parking lot to enter the parade. And after the parade, you can stay in town for food, fun, games, and a craft show and more.
Lots of stuff. In fact, we've got a whole lot of things going on for the Wheeltown celebration for a few days. You mentioned the parade, but they have a lot of other things going on. Friday, August 3rd, there'll be the Lions Club Spaghetti Supper up at the community center. They'll have a fireman's bag tournament. You know, you can't have a festival without bags.
No. Or any outdoor activity, really.
You got to have a bag-o tournament. Yeah. A lot of them do. It's a lot of fun.
It is.
Are you any good at it?
I think so.
Doesn't everybody? Yeah, okay. That's at the fire hall. Then Saturday, August the 4th. Now, Stacy mentioned the parade at 10:30, but prior to that, there's a fun run at Lake Anita. There's also going to be a craft show at the community center over at the Bandshell Park. The kids club will be selling some ice cream. There'll be a Lions Club food stand at 11 o'clock shortly after the parade gets going. And there'll be, they also will be selling snow cones. There'll be lots of entertainment around the Bandshell Park after the parade, featuring Villa Dance and Salute Gymnastics, Dance Atlantic, the Adair Dance Academy, Christy Jensen and local talent. There'll be also a pie auction at the Anita Child Care Center. Lots of games and things. There'll be youth pedal tractor races. The Fireman's Annual Steak Fry at 4 o'clock. And then they'll have the dance in the Bandshell Park featuring Spam. Wow, they're handing out little Spam sandwiches.
Pretty sure they're not. I believe it's a band.
Oh, wait a second. Now, when I was a kid, Spam was a little thing that came in a can.
Yeah.
You cut it up, maybe fry it up, put a little cheese on it.
I have never tried Spam.
Really?
Never.
Seriously?
Dead serious. I've never tried Spam.
Wow.
I've never even actually seen it in the container or...
We ate plenty of Spam growing up. Oh. Yeah, when I was a kid, Spam was just that. It was something you ate, came in a little can.
Yeah.
And then I got a little bit older and I found out that Spam was something that got tossed out of your emails.
Yeah.
Spam was a bad thing when it came to the web. And now I got to learn that Spam is also a band?
I believe so.
How many things can Spam be? It's getting confusing is what it's getting.
Too much.
You're spinning my head around. All right. We need to take a short break. Stay with us. So plenty of more things to tell you about, too. We got a lot more things going on here in the area and some people to tell you about as well. You stay with us.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are, too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back with more. No Spam, huh?
No Spam.
No Spam.
No Spam for
all
Stacey.
Right. Well, I'm going to pick up a can of Spam one of these days, and we'll cut it up and see what you think.
That's quite all right.
Don't know what
There's
you're
a reason
missing.
Why I haven't had it.
You don't know what you're missing. Some other things coming up here, not too far down the road. The Cass and Audubon County Fairs will be getting started this week. The Audubon County Fair actually getting started here very, very soon. That's coming up on, they'll start with some of the stuff going on Tuesday as they'll kind of have their meetings and their fair prep and all that kind of stuff. But then this Wednesday, they'll start with some of the early events like the food sale and the pet and dog show. The 4-H building will be open up. They'll have some other contests and things going on and some static judging and things. Thursday, things really kind of start kicking in because they're going to have a lot of check-ins with the different livestock. The livestock animals and stuff will be coming in, and they'll have all kinds of stuff going on. They'll start with livestock judging contests. They'll Plenty of things going on throughout the day on Thursday, including a children's theater. The Queen Contest will be that night. Chris Parks from here at the station will be emceeing that event up at the Audubon County Fairgrounds at the grandstand. And then on Friday, they'll have lots of things going on. The Sheep and Goat Show happens that day. They'll be judging the horses there as well. That's always a pretty good show at the Audubon County Fair. They also have the Figure 8 races in the evening for entertainment. On Saturday, there will be plenty of things going on. They'll start with breakfast. There'll be all kinds of kids' games and things happening. They'll have a lot of the different beef judging going on. Feeder calf, beef breeding, dairy, heifer, feeder calf, market beef. They'll also have the rabbit show, the horse fun show. There'll be a pork feed, outhouse races.
Oh, my.
Yeah, watch where you sit. There'll be a 3-on-3 basketball registration and tournament going on there. Lots of things happening on Saturday. And then on Sunday, they'll have a plenty full day of stuff as well with a tractor drive that'll be going on. They'll have the horse show, the open class horse show. They'll have a lot of the different livestock judging events again going on with the Pen of Three, the Bucket Bottle Show, market heifers, market steers, the supreme market animal, the showmanship stuff all be done. There'll be a beef feed in the show barn at noon. There's lots of other things going on throughout the day. A lot of things that we could go through and tell you about, but we only have so much time. There are water fights. The Figure 8 races on Sunday night will be the featured entertainment. And then they'll finish things up with breakfast, the sale of the livestock as well, and then clean up on Monday, July 30th. So lots of things going on there. Now, Cass County Fair also getting underway later this week. Wednesday, they'll start with prep. And then on Thursday, they'll kind of start to get some stuff going a little bit. There'll be a food sale at the community center. Otherwise, they're weighing in and checking in a lot of the different animals and stuff. That night, they'll have the King and Queen contest, along with senior recognition. The Blue Tones will perform that night. Friday, lots of things. The rabbit show, horse show, a feeder calf show, and they'll have the bull ride Friday night at 7:30 p.m. And also on Saturday, the sheep show, the pet show. They have a skid loader rodeo that'll be going on in the afternoon, and ATV races that night will be the featured entertainment. On Sunday, the swine show, the decorator showcase, the poultry show, dog show, a skid loader rodeo once again, a horse fun show, and then tractor pulls at 4 o'clock. And then coming up on Monday of next, of the July 30th, a week from this coming Monday, we'll have the beef show, Best of Iowa, the watermelon feed, the meat goat show, the skid loader rodeo again in the afternoon. The grand champion beef selection will be later on that night. And then they'll kind of get things finished up with the skid loader rodeo finals. And then the livestock sale will be on Tuesday, July 31st to kind of round things out. There'll be carnival rides and bounce houses, laser and water tag going on. Lots of things happening there as well. But just remember, a change this year in the Cass County Fair. Instead of being a middle-of-the-week thing, it's over the weekend, getting started later this next week. So be prepared for all of those changes on the schedule and things. If you're used to being there on certain days, you're going to have to make a few adjustments there this time around. A few other things going on here in the area coming up, too. T-Bone, Operation T-Bone, the 62nd annual event in Audubon is coming up. Not too far down the road. They'll have some events going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, August 2nd, 3rd, 4th. Also Sunday the 5th, the 7th on a Tuesday will actually be the Operation T-Bone cattle auction over at the Anita Livestock Auction. And then they'll also have a horse show later on in the month of August, and in September a golf tournament as well. But lots of things going on around the city park, especially on Saturday, August the 4th. And we'll tell you more about those next weekend because we're getting a little bit closer. But lots of stuff happening, so make sure you're available that weekend. You don't want to miss any of the fun. Also, the Exira Masons will have a breakfast fundraiser for the Exira EHK Spartans new band uniforms. That'll be on Sunday, August the 5th from 8:30 to 12:30. Pancakes, eggs, sausage, French toast. Sounds like they got most of it covered. Yeah. That's at the Elkhorn Town Hall. It's an all-you-can-eat event for a free will donation. And the Exodus Masonic Lodge 342 is sponsoring that event. So they're hoping for a good turnout there. Also, the annual tractor ride is set for Sunday of this year's Old Settlers Celebration over in Hancock. And that's on Sunday, August the 5th. Participants will move along rural roads in the east half of Pottawatomie County. They'll end up for part of the day in Hancock. They'll be part of a huge Old Settlers parade that afternoon. It's the 100th annual Old Settlers picnic at Hancock this year, so they want to have a lot of fun with that. Now, those in the tractor ride will also it'll be a special thing to tie it into the Old Settlers picnic. That draws hundreds of former local residents back to Hancock each year for a little reminiscing and a family-oriented day of fun in the city park there. So mark your calendars for August 5th for that event. Also coming up a little further down the road, but we want to tell you about it now, is the Run for the Fallen in Elkhorn. This is the third annual event, and this was an event to help honor those heroes who have fallen. It's Saturday, September 15th at the Exira EHK track in Elkhorn. Registration at 4, and the ceremony starting at 5 o'clock. And if you need more information, you can contact Teresa Jarvis or Laura J. Smith in the Elkhorn area. They'd be happy to get you whatever you need to get you a part of that event. And also, the Walleye fundraiser is kind of wrapping up. They'd like to get that done here by the end of this month, so you need to get after it pretty quickly. It's been 4 years since they've restocked with help from private funds through a local group to get the walleye restocked at Lake Anita. They had about 800 walleye stocked at that time. They figure less than half of those walleye are left in the lake since they don't breed there. So the state won't stock lakes that are smaller than 500 acres, which includes Lake Anita. So it's up to locals to restock. So Jim Phillips has been trying to coordinate an effort to raise some funds for that. I know he's been off to a good start. He'd like to finish strong here. They'd like to get all that money raised before the end of this month, before July 31st, so that they can take care of things this fall and do that restocking. So if you want to make out a check to donate, any amount is welcome. Send it to Friends of Lake Anita Walleye Fund, Lake Anita State Park, 55111 750th Street in Anita, 50020. So any sportsmen out there who enjoy fishing, well, it's your chance to help make sure that you can.
Yeah.
All right. So all that stuff is, for the most part, done here. We need to talk about birthdays.
Yeah, we have a 70th birthday open house. That's on Sunday, July 29th from 2 to 4 at the Anita Legion Hall to honor Charles Van Arnum of Wyota, celebrating his 70th birthday. Just come to help Charlie celebrate, and they're asking for no gifts. Again, that's a open house for Charles Van Arnum of Wyota on Sunday, July 29th from 2 to 4, and that's at the Anita Legion Hall. Some birthdays over at the Friendship Home. Happy birthday to Daryl Gilbert, celebrating his birthday on July 29th, and also to Naomi Larson, celebrating her birthday on the 31st. Over at the Exira Care Center, Natalie Rucker, celebrating her birthday on the 27th, and also happy birthday to Leonard Bauer on the 31st. At the Salem Lutheran Home, we have two more birthdays. Happy birthday to Bertha Hansen, celebrating her birthday on July 26th. And also on July 26th, happy birthday to Maxine Butler.
Very good. I have a couple of anniversaries to tell you about here. One of them is this weekend, and this would be coming up on Sunday, July 22nd, this Sunday, Bob and Darlene Soule celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and they'll do that at the Memorial Building in Audubon at 3 o'clock this Sunday, July 22nd. So if you can't join them, you can also shower them with cards, 423 Washington Street, Audubon, Iowa, 50025 is their address. You can reach them there. So happy 50th wedding anniversary to Bob and Darlene Soule, as, again, that open house will be on Sunday, July 22nd, this Sunday, 3 o'clock at the Memorial Building in Audubon. Hope they have a good turnout for that. Also, next weekend, we have a 50th anniversary picnic party planned for Larry and Arlene Wedemeyer, and that'll be on Saturday, July 28th at 5 o'clock at their home in Anita. That's at 1137 Afton Avenue in Anita, and that's coming up again this Saturday, July 28th. Well, this next Saturday, next weekend, Saturday, July 28th, 5 p.m. at their home at 1137 Afton Avenue in Anita for that 50th anniversary picnic party for Larry and Arlene Wedemeyer. So hope they have a great turnout coming up next weekend as well for all of their plans. My folks' 50th is coming up, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Early September is going to be their 50th.
Yeah.
Always fun to get family together.
Are you going to do something big for it?
I would love to, but my dad's not in the greatest of health.
Yeah.
And that was always the plan, was to have a big celebration. It's hard to do. In small towns like this, it's easy. Put a note in the local small town newspapers and stuff, and people show up.
Yeah.
You can't really do that in the larger communities. You kind of need to send out invitations, which makes it more difficult.
Yeah.
But, we were kind of thinking that's what we'd probably do something along those lines. But, dad's... the COPD thing, and it's difficult to breathe. He has a hard time at things. So I think we're probably just going to make it more of a family thing.
Yeah, that'll be nice, though.
Yeah, he tires out real easily. So, yeah, I tell you what, if you have your health, be thankful.
Yeah.
Because it won't be there forever. And you know, it kind of takes away from, you know, sometimes you want to do some things and, you know, be around people that, and you can't do it. So, yeah. But we'll make it fun.
Yes.
That's all the time we have this weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.